They dated 3 years before they got married. Lived next door to my homeboy Murray, right in South Shore where the bodies get buried. Her family Jamaican, she nice with the curry. Like Steph, she step back and splash spices. Kit Kats and cakes was her vices. Vanilla icing with the strawberry. She was lactose, so she rarely ate dairy. Her husband named Terry knew where to get the good cake. Vegan, black owned for the hood's sake. Today was one of them days she couldn't wait. And she got off work a little late. Shortcake, after a long day. The smell of perfume in the hallway. Terry opened the door like, what up, bae? Nigga acting like it's just another day. She dropped her bags, quickly kissed him. She was on a mission, went straight to the kitchen. Looked at the cake and noticed it was different. Thinking to herself, why this nigga get this one? Opened the box, there was 2 pieces missing. Is it just suspicion or a woman's intuition? Terry moved positions to give her a hug. Right then, she noticed lipstick on the mug.
This motherfucker supposed to be the nigga that loved ya. If he did this, that's fucked up. You know we gon' lie like Russia. Now I got a spy. Asked a few things and he did reply. Tryna see truth looking deep in his eye. I'ma need proof or he gon' deny. Pissed thinking about a bitch feet in the sky.
It's crazy, I was thinking you were my baby. Wasn't looking both ways, you played me. Now you're running away from blaming. So crazy, you gon' make me wanna go and get real again. Make me have to go and get real again. Yo, you're driving me crazy, now I'm feeling it. So don't speak, I don't wanna hear your synonyms.
She like, damn, damn, like Kendrick from Compton. Wondering if her man on some Tristan Thompson. Is it reality or in her conscience? That's wild if he did it in Nate's apartment. The